from KQED.
Well, no one is more nervous about the drought than California's growers. Agriculture consumes about 80% of the water used in California. Sasha Coca is our Central Valley Bureau Chief, and she's been checking in with farmers today about the governor's announcement. And Sasha, first of all, what kind of reaction are you hearing in the Valley?
Well, I think there's a real sense of relief, Scott. I mean, growers have been pushing hard for this. They met with the governor here in Fresno at the beginning of the week. They sent buses up from the Central Valley with hundreds of growers and farm workers to have a big rally for water on the Capitol steps on Thursday. So I think they're appreciative of a public acknowledgement that farmers are in a pinch. But they understand it also doesn't mean an immediate solution to their ongoing water woes. One person I talked with about the declaration was Tricia Stever-Blattler. She's head of the Farm Bureau in Tulare County.
Well, it's good news, and it's the first step in a long process. We're not running a sprint race. We're running a marathon when it comes to dealing with both short-term and long-term solutions for more reliable water supply.
So essentially what she's saying is even though this declaration may give the state some wiggle room when it comes to water releases from dams, farmers know this still isn't going to result in building more dams, which is what they've been pushing for.
Yeah, and Sasha, we heard a moment ago from Lauren Summer, who said that this could mean some more flexibility in terms of water transfers between farmers. What are the growers you've talked to say about that, if anything?
I talked to a grower named Chris Hurd. He's a farmer in the San Luis Water District, which is expecting a zero allocation of water this year from the Federal Central Valley Project. And they have really no groundwater to pump in that water district. So Hurd has to buy all his water from other farmers. And he says he's glad that Governor Brown's going to make that easier, but he's still cautious.
For him to help alleviate some of the red tape certainly would be helpful, but understanding even he can't make water. He's doing what he can under the law and in his position, and, you know, certainly ag would applaud him for that decision.
And Sasha, of course, there's a lot of different kinds of agriculture in California, and I'm just wondering which kinds of growers or ranchers suffer the most in a drought. For example, are, say, dairy farmers better off than almond or grape growers?
I think ranchers and growers with permanent crops, tree crops like almonds, are really particularly vulnerable. And, you know, Chris Hurd's a perfect example of that. He farms 1,500 acres. He's got mostly almonds and pistachios and clementine trees. And growers like Hurd have invested a lot in those crops. I mean, almonds are extremely lucrative, and everybody's starting to grow them. But they do require a lot of water, and so farmers like Hurd have to focus on keeping them alive. And Hurd told me earlier that, you know, he's really thinking of making a painful decision this year and yanking out some of his almond trees. He's already had to lay off some farm workers. And, you know, he knows that farmers get a lot of criticism from environmentalists and from people in cities when it comes to being wasteful with water. And he said to me, you know, I use drip irrigation. I got to pay a lot of money for this water. I've got to use it as efficiently as possible on my trees. So he's hopeful that, you know, now that all Californians have to recognize that we're in a drought, maybe people in the cities will get a taste of some of the hard choices he's had to make when it comes to water conservation.
Yeah, in the meantime, we'll all hope for rain. Sasha Coca, our Central Valley Bureau Chief in Fresno. Sasha, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.